Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, happy Easter, brothers and sisters. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Christ Jesus is risen. Alleluias are being sung from every corner of the earth. Welcome. Thanks for joining me for a few moments on this Easter day to celebrate the resurrection of Christ together with all the other celebrations and times of prayer and worship that I'm sure you are having today. It's a pleasure to be with you. And we're going to delve into the readings of this day, the hymns of this day. And I invite you to leave prayer intentions as well in the comments if you like. Let this be a day of great joy. It's the victory of life. It's the triumph. This is the key day of the year for us who believe in Christ. So let's put ourselves in the presence of God and ask His joyful presence today, His joyful blessing this Easter. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Lord Jesus Christ, you have conquered death. You have brought about the victory for which we long, a victory which we seek to celebrate, to proclaim, and to apply to every sector of our society. Death has been conquered. The ancient promise that God would destroy death forever has been fulfilled today, as the very body that was nailed to the cross was alive and walking around again. The very muscles that had been exhausted from carrying it and hanging on it were strong again. The lungs that had breathed forth the Spirit on the cross were breathing again. The heart, pierced by the soldier's lance, was beating again. Lord Jesus Christ, you are alive. You are with us. We do not simply thank you today for rising from the dead, but we rejoice that you give us this victory over death. This is our day of resurrection. Lord Jesus, fill us with your presence and with your Spirit, burning away sin of which we deeply repent and ushering us into the life that never ends. Give us joy on this, our day of victory. You who live, live gloriously and reign forever and ever. Amen. With joy, friends, let's read the Easter readings. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day, and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On this Easter day, would you sing with me the psalm? We sing, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." We'll sing it twice, and this is the tune. "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The hand of the Lord has struck with power. His right hand is exalted. I shall not die, but live anew, declaring the works of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord of love and mercy has brought wonders to our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in every Catholic church throughout the world and in other Christian churches too, the following hymn is chanted today, or read. I want to chant it to you in the ancient Latin, but let me read to you the English meaning of this victorious Easter proclamation. Christians, to the paschal victim offer your thankful praises. A lamb the sheep redeems. Christ, who only is sinless, reconciles sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life who died reigns immortal. Tell us, Mary, what did you see along the way? The tomb of the now living Christ, the glory of Jesus' resurrection, bright angels attesting, the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope, is arisen. He goes before you to Galilee. Christ indeed is risen from the dead. Do thou, victorious King, have mercy on us. Amen. Alleluia. And this is the Victime Paschali Laudes.
Victime Paschali Laudes, immolen Christiani. Agnus redemit oves Christus innocens patri, reconciliavit peccatores. Mors ervita duello conflixere mirando, dux vitae mortuus regnat vivus. Dic nobis Maria, quid vidisti in via, sepulcrum Christi viventis, et gloriam vidi resurgentis, angelicos testes, sudarium et vestes. Surrexit Christus spes mea, precedet suos in Galileam. Scibus Christum surrexisse a mortuis vere. Tu nobis victor rex miserere. Amen. Alleluia.
Reading
reading from the Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. Friends, he is risen. This is a physical resurrection that we celebrate today. It's not some kind of spiritual remembrance of Jesus or just a celebration that his mission be kept alive or that even that his spirit be poured out upon the earth. His spirit has been poured out upon the earth, but that's because there has been a physical resurrection. Jesus Christ walked out of his own tomb on this very day, Easter day. This is the foundation of our faith. Everything that we believe as disciples of Christ is rooted in the event of this day that he, by his own power, broke the chains of death. And here's the glory of Easter and why we celebrate it. It's marvelous enough that someone should rise from the dead by his own power. But this is not simply a matter of rejoicing that Jesus overcame his death. This is us sharing that victory. We celebrate Easter today because he rose from the dead for us. He conquered death so that we could rise. He has this morning a new life that death cannot touch anymore. As St. Paul writes to the Romans, Christ, once risen from the dead, never dies again. Death has no more power over him. That kind of life, which is beyond the reach of death, is imparted to us. Easter is just as much about us receiving this gift of risen life as it is Christ himself achieving it. Because today is a day of baptism. On Easter, so many are baptized. The waters of baptism infuse into that body and soul this risen life of Christ. You and I renew today the vows of our own baptism. We are sharing in that victory. Christ Jesus, Paul writes to Timothy, has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through his gospel. This is the day the Lord has made. We have refrained all during Lent from singing the word Alleluia, but now today Alleluias explode all over the earth. Alleluia, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the greatest victory that has ever been won. Death no longer has the last word in the human story. No more. Yes, we die, but now our death itself has been transformed, its meaning revolutionized, its sting taken away. Paul writes to the Corinthians, quoting the prophets, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" It has been removed. Victory is ours. Victory is Christ's. This is the meaning of this day. I want to highlight one aspect of this gospel passage. Jesus rose on the first day of the week. The Bible begins talking about the first day of the week, and that this is crucial for us not to miss the connection. Let me read from the very first two lines of the Bible. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then the third verse of the Bible, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now listen to the gospel, how it began, what we just read from the Gospel of John. On the first day of the week. Okay, so right away, the same day. Because the day God started creating, first day of the week. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning. It was still dark. So what do you have? You have the first day of the week, you have darkness enveloping everything, and then you have God's mighty action to bring light into that darkness. At the beginning, it was the creation of light itself. On the day of Easter, it is the breaking forth of new life, resurrected life, into the darkness of death. And we share that light. As we've been saying, this is our victory. What we have here symbolized by last night's Easter vigil ceremony, which by liturgical law has to begin in darkness. Darkness. The darkness of death, the darkness of sin, the darkness of the old dominion of death and sin over humanity, the darkness of the tomb of the crucified Christ. Echoing that darkness, original darkness, on the very first day of creation. In fact, it says not only darkness, it was chaos. Chaos. And brothers and sisters, in the liturgy of the Easter Vigil, a candle is brought into that darkness. One candle, called the Paschal candle or the Easter candle, big, big candle, symbolizes Christ himself. And then we each have candles that receive the light from that one candle. Again, baptismal life. We share that life of Jesus. And that's how we live day by day. Today, Jesus Christ is risen for you, for me. And that not only gives us hope, and that not only puts us in possession of life eternal, but it shapes our mission for life. Because brothers and sisters, we do not confront the culture of death, the power of evil and violence in the world, the power of abortion that we work so hard to overcome. We don't face these powers scratching our heads wondering if, when, or how we can overcome them. Thanks to today, we stand before these powers of death and we confidently declare, you have already been overcome. We stand in the victory, in the power, in the spirit, in the grace of Jesus Christ, and we say, you have been overcome. You can no longer torment the human family. Away with you. We stand in the name of the risen Christ, bringing that light into that darkness, bringing life to conquer death. Death has already been overcome. The challenge for us now is to proclaim, to celebrate, and to serve that victory, to apply it to every sector of our society, including our policies, our laws, our court decisions, our elections, bringing life to be victorious over death. We're going to unpack the Easter mystery now for weeks. This feast, this reality, this victory we're celebrating is way too big to be celebrated just in one day or in one week. This now is a period that we initiate today of 50 days of alleluias, of special rejoicing, and of focusing in on the meaning of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I look forward to celebrating it together with you and letting the power of Easter make us more committed to our pro-life work than ever before. It's a new beginning. It's a new chapter. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. This is a new humanity that starts today. Let us indeed take hold of it and live as the new people of life. Happy Easter, and let's turn to the Lord now and offer the words Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And to our heavenly mother, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let the Alleluias ring out in the world and in our own lives. Blessed Easter. Talk to you soon.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.